Le don mio charmi correspond à une don babli d'Af Lam Gimel. We begin a new charmi on d'Af Yud Gimel Amadalas. At the beginning of the new perek, perek Ein Bein. Which says, Ein Bein Amud HaNoa Mechaveiroi Levada Menem Hachel Ela Dvisus HaRegel Mekelem Shein Oisim Bahem Oichol Nefesh. The only difference is between one who is Mud HaNoa from his friend, which means Reuven vowed not to benefit from Shimon, or Shimon vowed Reuven may not benefit from me, and one who is Mudda Marachal, which is the vow forbids food, and Drisa Rega, which is walking through the Madi of property, and borrowing Kelim not used for food, permitted to a Mudda Marachal. Mudda Hanoas Marachal Mechaviru Le Shilenu Nafa of Kurara, Rechayim Vetanu, Avamashi Le Chaluk Vetalus, Nizamin Vetaboy Chodo Shein Oisim Boy Oichel Netesh. One who is Mudda Marachal from his friend, the Madi may not lend to him a sifter, grinder, or oven, but he may lend him cloaks and rings and anything not used for food. In a place where such matters are rented out, then it's forbidden. And the Gemara says, the Gemara says that our Mishnah implies that matters used for food are forbidden even to a Mudda Marachal. What's the reason? Did he not bow from food? Rish Lakish answered, our Mishnah means the only difference is between one who is Mudda Hanoah from his friends, one is Mudda Hanoah Machol, means benefit that brings to food. Tani, the base Rebbe came, a Mudda Hanoah Machol Mechaveroi, Loi Yashilenu Nafa Kvara, Rechaim Vetanu. As was told in a brisa in the house of Rebbe, that one who is Mudda Hanoah Machol from his friend, the Madi may not lend him a sifter, grinder, or an oven. Tani, aval mashili koiseis akaois vetamchuyim, she'enim mehanim es ha'oichol, aval mechansim es ha'oichol. The brisa says, however, he may lend him cups, bowls, and plates. They don't improve the food, just one brings the food in them. Hands and pots are forbidden. To grind or stump grapes for the mudda is forbidden. To harvest grain for the mudda hanoah is a question. To pick grapes for him is a question. Perhaps it's permitted because much work remains before the food will be ready. Hanoyas, you should say, machol, mahu, kugoin, call them, if kaya eats him. What could hanoah machol? For example, it's an axe to cleave wood. Tani Avamashiloi called him. By saying so, he may lend to him an axe. Avinan Sabrin Mema called him Shel Bekoim. We're thinking it's talking about a chopping axe. And if so, it's forbidden. Debate called him Shel Makoish Veleis Shmaminoklum. Answers the case is that it's a weeding axe, and therefore you can't learn anything about a chopping axe in it. Viavuna Ama Rabbi Yumya Boy Ahain Yusta Vekimende Di Marachet Vachashaba Kimcha Asa Mishal Le. Ravuna, quoting Rav Yirmiyah, asked that Yusta, which is a kind of sieve, since the holes are far apart and it can be used to sift flour, one shouldn't be allowed to lend it. Or since normally it's not used for that, it would be permitted. Rav Abba Bashem Rav Zera, Shehu Anoisen Loi Mois Likach Bahem Kika. Rav Abba, quoting Rav Zera, answered that it's like giving to him coins to buy a loaf. These are normally rented. Our Mishnah forbids it because it's like pardoning the rental. With the money saved, you can buy food. Rabun Bachia, boy, me'ata osel hashil le'mois, shukanaisen le'mois, likach be'kika. Rabun Bachia asked that if so, it should be forbidden to lend to him coins because it's like giving to him coins to buy a loaf. Rabbiavina, amma rabbiyumia, boy, iloin, kuz midaya de isaloin, osa mishaloin. Rabbi Avina said that Rabbi Yirmiyah asked, these ornaments that a person wears in order that he be given a nice portion, maybe they're offered to lend to somebody because they're going to bring about him receiving a better portion of food. They wanted to answer the question. Welcome to Halacha Beis. Amud ha'anayah mechaviroi, shoyku leif shekloi, upreya leif chayvoi, o machzio loi avidasei. One is Mudda Hanoah from his friend, the Madi may give the half shekel that every person must give to the Hekdash Shishir, or Kavanas, on behalf of him, and pay his debt and return his lost article. In a place where people pay for returning lost articles, compensation for the wages that the fine lost while occupied with the Aveda, the money goes to Hekdesh. Abba Mamo asked that Hanan thought that if David went overseas and said another person fed David's wife, he's not reimbursed. Rene Kahanan Gedolim said he isn't reimbursed. If one pays another's loan document without his knowledge, Hanan and the sons of the Kahanim and Gedolim disagree about this. Amr of Yosi Tamad of Rene Kahanim Gedolim Taman Le'as Al Daitoi Shiyamas Ishtoi Barav Amhachra Mephais Havinale Ruhu Moichali. Rav Yosi answered that the reason for Nekan Gedolim is that there it never crossed his mind that his wife will starve to death. Over here, he can say, I would have appeased my creditor, and he would pardon me. We also think about it, that if he had a security, how can we answer? He can say, I would have appeased him, and he'd return my security. This applies to a creditor who is not pressing to be paid. We say this even about a creditor that is pressing to be paid. We can learn from our Mishnah that says if one is mudah hanor from his friend, he may give the half shekel on his behalf. If one did not give his half shekel, do they not take a security from him? And the teacher that we say so even about a doichet creditor like Hekdesh. Teid lechal shivkein, the taninan, umakrev alav, kinei zovin, vikinei zovis, kinei yoldis, chatois, vashamais. And we bring a support from the Mishnah, he may offer him kinim of his korbanos of bird offerings of a zov, of a zova, or yeledes, or when he gave birth, chatois, and ashamais. Is this not when the mother didn't give anything to him? Also here, he paid another person instead, even though he did not receive anything from him, and he cannot demand to be repaid. Rabbi Levi says that the only case in which one is nitfas, which needs to pay for his friend, and the latter must give to him what he paid, is the king's tithe and head tax. It's customary to force one to pay these for another. Also, anyone who is nitfas for his friend, he must give to him. When a source arrived from Mishnah, if one stole a field, an extortionist took it. If extortion is rampant in the area, he says, your field is in front of you. If they took it due to the gazlan, he must give to him another field of the same value. Did he not hear that Rabbi Yochanan said that they made a fine for a gazlan? According to the letter of the law, he need not pay because land cannot be stolen. Rabbi Avin asked the great Dahava if one was nitfas for it, what is the law? Is the tax that the king takes when needed? Yosi b'Rabun b'Rabchir b'Lulaini Shrihoin Amrin b'Shem b'Shmur b'Chadama b'Arnoin b'Gogoyles b'Shisei b'Chorana Amma Eina b'Arnoin b'Gogoyles. Yosi b'Rabun and b'Rabchir b'Lulaini, both quoting Shmur, disagreed about this. One said it's like the king's tithe and head tax. One said it's not like the king's tithe and head tax.